More than 7 billion people around the globe are now counting on having an adequate supply of clean water. But Sandra Postel of the National Geographic Society says many areas now classify as water-stressed, where human demands are bumping up against the renewable water supply. Postel says what people in Wisconsin can do is try to buy food grown in areas that are not over-pumping water.
All of the products that we buy, all the food that we eat, takes water to make. And so the consumer choices that we make every day impact water systems, river basins, groundwater aquifers, literally all over the world.
Postel says half the average American citizen's water footprint is related to his or her diet, especially if a person eats a lot of grain-fed beef. In Milwaukee, a number of companies are trying to work together to sell purification and treatment technologies to water-stressed regions. Postel says private sector investment in developing drip irrigation and water recycling is needed.
But I think within the context of making sure we secure water as the basis of life and the ecosystem's need for water as we go about this.
Postel also says many U.S. communities need to do better at water conservation and protection. Postel will speak in Madison tomorrow evening as part of an event coordinated by the Wisconsin Academy of Sciences, Arts, and Letters. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.